The lucid glass orb sat on a pedestal waiting to be observed. I walked into the 2021 gallery at the Spencer Museum of Art, and a certain piece caught my eye when light shined on it and cast another strange, colorful shadow on the wall. I approached the sculpture and saw through the distorted glass more spectators standing behind it, their bodies all curved and twisted. When I circled around the mysterious object, one half looked concave and the other looked convex. As I got closer, I noticed that the opposite sides were actually flat, and that the object wasn't an orb at all, but a stunning cylinder. The simple, entirely cast polyester piece gave me a sense that it was made to demonstrate that one shouldn't judge something before seeing it from multiple perspectives. The real picture might actually be distorted, and you won't understand what the object or person is actually like. The sculpture, Pale Lens, is entirely made of one thing, plastic. There is no way to really understand the entire piece. It just feels different when you look through it, like you're a part of a different dimension, that you can see things more clearly. Frederick John Eversley, a trained engineer from Los Angeles, was born in the early 1940s. He created Pale Lens in 1971 using a complex parabolic system. He has made many other sculptures which distort the image that the viewer perceives. Many of them are made of plastic the same way, each more unique than the next. Pale Lens actually is one of the simplest sculptures he has created. However, the task of making it would be extremely difficult, and if you look at it a different way, the piece becomes a complex space of disfigured, miscellaneous objects on the other side. Is the piece trying to send a message, or is it just a curiosity? I am leaning towards the second one. The observer, however, can interpret this interesting piece however he wants. The eye-catching lens is certainly fun to play with and observe at different angles. I like this sculpture above all others because of its simplicity and its elusive sense in which things always escape you. No matter where you stand, this amazing artwork always changes from the last time you saw it. This is Nathaniel Hoops with another Bulldog Podcast.